Picture a tattoo artist walking away from a lottery inheritance. His grandmother won big, and family members descended like vultures, fighting over money that wasn't theirs. Nico Hurtado faced a choice: join the chaos or protect his integrity. He chose to walk away entirely. No backup plan, no safety net, just an unwavering commitment to his values. Today, he's a pioneering artist who built success on his own terms. What if the difference between a life of quiet desperation and profound fulfillment comes down to moments like these? Single decisions made from our most authentic self. Most self-help books inspire without delivering actionable change. This one cuts through the noise with a framework that's transformed thousands of lives, from celebrities to everyday people stuck in cycles they can't seem to break. The promise isn't perfection, it's alignment. When we make choices rooted in authenticity rather than fear, people-pleasing, or external pressure, everything shifts. The question isn't whether you're capable of change, it's whether you're ready to stop abandoning yourself. Your best self isn't someone you need to become. It's who you already are beneath fear and limiting beliefs. This authentic version makes decisions aligned with your true nature, waiting to be uncovered rather than created. Every micro decision matters: responding to conflict, honoring boundaries, pursuing passion despite uncertainty. Each choice either strengthens your authentic path or reinforces patterns keeping you stuck. The cumulative effect creates either fulfillment or quiet desperation. Bayer visualizes his best self as Merlin the Wizard, even tattooing the image as a constant reminder. Your authentic self might be a warrior, healer, or teacher. The specific image matters less than asking, "What would my best self do right now?" Living authentically demands courage. Declining lucrative opportunities that violate your values, setting boundaries, pursuing meaning over security. Yet the rewards, deeper relationships, meaningful work, inner peace, far outweigh temporary discomfort. Authenticity isn't a destination, it's a muscle strengthened through consistent practice. Why do we repeat the same mistakes despite knowing better? The 4 O's framework reveals how we get trapped in cycles of poor decision-making. Obstacle means viewing everything as a problem blocking your way. Life becomes something to overcome rather than experience. You blame others, make excuses, adopt victim mentality, and feel perpetually anxious. It's like wearing sunglasses that make everything look problematic. Opportunity means seeing possibilities where obstacles once stood. This isn't toxic positivity, it's a concrete shift leading to actionable decisions. You become solution-oriented, emotionally balanced, responsible, and open to growth. Consider weight loss. Through the obstacle lens, you see lack of time, money, past failures. Through the opportunity lens, you see friends who've succeeded, free activities, small changes you can research. Your one decision emerges from viewing situations as opportunities, a resolution made from your authentic self. But one decision requires many uniting decisions that support your primary choice. Finally comes outcome, the consequence over which you have no control. Once you make an authentic decision, surrender to whatever unfolds. This framework reveals why people cycle through indecision. When we approach challenges as obstacles rather than opportunities, we decide from fear, creating outcomes that reinforce negative beliefs. FORCE is an acronym representing opposing mindsets: one negative, obstacle-focused; one positive, opportunity-focused. Each letter reveals a mental trap and its antidote. Fortune-telling versus fact-finding. Stop predicting outcomes without evidence. Mike, an elite personal trader with 22 years of experience, feared charging appropriate rates due to his blue-collar upbringing. When he raised rates based on facts rather than fears, clients readily accepted, proving his assumptions wrong. Overgeneralizing versus objective thinking. Don't let isolated incidents define you. Thinking, "I'm a horrible parent," after occasionally yelling distorts reality. Objective thinking examines all aspects rather than drawing broad conclusions from single events. Rigid versus relaxed mindset. Like an oak uprooted by winds versus a palm surviving hurricanes, your mindset determines resilience. Bayer once broke protocol to speak privately with an angry alcoholic named Bill. This flexibility succeeded where rigidity might have failed. Bill went to rehab and remains sober today. Confused versus clarified purpose. Confusion creates overthinking without conclusions. Austin stayed stuck in an unfulfilling furniture job for 7 years despite international business dreams. When unexpectedly laid off, he finally pursued his aviation fascination. Emotional reasoning versus evidence-based reasoning. Feelings aren't facts. Bayer avoided public speaking despite running events in over 75 cities. Examining evidence revealed he'd been honing these skills for 2 decades. Now he regularly appears on Dr. Phil and speaks at global corporate events. No one achieves greatness alone. Your decision-making team supports your emotional and spiritual well-being, enabling better choices. What matters isn't their expertise, but their ability to know and support your authentic self. Consider Deacon's transformation. After recovering from addiction, he relapsed when dating someone who used drugs. This time, he recognized his choices before hitting rock bottom, chose sobriety, ended the toxic relationship, and rebuilt his life. Now traveling globally in a career he loves, Deacon credits everyday role models, nurses, bartenders, others whose kindness inspired him. Look beyond obvious confidants. Consider unconventional influences, like podcast hosts or social media figures, who regularly impact your thinking. Your team should help you stay aligned during decisions and their outcomes. A nurturer who talks you through loneliness after leaving an unhealthy relationship. A big-picture thinker who reminds you why you changed careers. A motivator who joins your fitness journey when results seem slow. When seeking advice, consider the advisor's agenda. A mother desperate for grandchildren might think any partner will do, while a lifelong friend genuinely wants what's best. When vulnerable, ask, what might this person's agenda be, and does it align with my own? Remember, you're likely on other people's teams too. Everyone wins when we help others feel seen for who they truly are. You've done the challenging work of deep self-examination that many avoid. The most important lesson? Who you are is exactly who you should be, not complacency, but acknowledgement of your inherent worth while continuing to grow. Living authentically is a daily decision, and you won't always succeed. Bayer shares his own missteps, times he caught himself people-pleasing or deciding from fear. Perfection isn't the goal. Consistency and self-awareness are. What would change if you decided to never give up on yourself, embrace your uniqueness, silence excuses, be solution-focused, see past struggles as resilience, spend time on what lifts you up, lift others, and love unconditionally? These aren't platitudes, but actionable decisions that transform your life and everyone around you. The journey demands courage to face fears, honesty to acknowledge patterns, and vulnerability to open new possibilities. Difficult conversations, boundaries with loved ones, leaving situations that no longer serve your growth. Discomfort often signals you're moving in the right direction. You have limited time on this earth. What one decision made from your best self today would set you on a path toward the life you truly desire? Authenticity isn't about dramatic gestures. It's about small, consistent choices aligning with your values and truth. Start now.